and welcome back to another episode of Millennial Mom Chatter. We're excited to be here, and we just finished Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. We're like fresh and recharged, right? Like Thanksgiving break is like the perfect amount of time to be off of school and routine. I love it.
Yeah.
It was great.
It's like a good like little week break off.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a little bit slow. Yours wasn't slow. Yeah. I feel like everyone I've talked to is like Thanksgiving was a little bit like quieter this year.
Yeah.
And I agree. Like it was like that for my family. My family was like, there was a lot of people missing. And then we went to the station after, and one guy that's young brought his like dad and siblings. And then another guy brought his sister and nieces and nephews, but he has a wife and kids. So I'm like, and that's it.
Out of nine guys. Okay.
So I was like, okay.
Yeah. So kind of everything was like low key, like both.
Everything was just very quiet. Yeah. But it was fine. That's good with me.
No, it makes it easier, right? Like it just makes it feel like there's like less pressure of anything. Like the kids can just chill and do their thing. Everyone can eat what they want. There's no like, I don't know, do I need to bring all these things and host for all these people? So I feel like that just makes it nicer when it's just like, you know, this small group of people.
Yeah. I didn't see your tablescape.
No, I don't know. It was like, you know how it is. Like you're like prepping multiple dishes and there's like a timeline going on.
Yeah.
And so then like we were like sticking the candlesticks in the things. And then it was just like, okay, run over here. I set the kids table, run over here, check on the mac and cheese. What's the turkey doing? So like there was no time to be like, yeah, let's go ahead and have ambiance of the table. So I failed. I didn't think I was going to be able to do it, but I definitely didn't do it.
Okay, so how did it turn out?
It was cute. I did a more like minimalistic thing. I had ordered a like, I don't know, like a table runner that was going to be like a little bit like elegant, minimalistic, and it didn't arrive.
Yeah.
Amazon failed me. So I was missing a key element that I wanted to have on the table. So
that
I
was going to bring it all together.
Exactly. So it ended up working out because I had chargers, but like an oversized placemat, and that was like that broke it up. And then I had bought like dupes from Anthropologie for like the candle stands and stuff like that. And I had like the little pumpkin scape. So it wasn't like it was bare, but I was just like, oh man, I had a vision in mind. And now this one piece because of Amazon. I actually don't have many issues with Amazon. I feel like that's like the first I've had in quite some time. So I was like, man, you really like, let me down me. Amazon. But it was fine. Like it totally ended up being fine. Like, you know, it was really like just like romanticized with the candles and everything like that. And everyone had their little like cloth napkins and everything. So it was like very cute with the cutlery. So it was totally fine. But I was like, okay,
good. Good. I'm glad. And your family stayed the whole weekend? Or?
Some of them. So like halvesies. Like some stayed just for like the Thanksgiving, and then some stayed like throughout the weekend, which was nice because then it made it to where we could still have that time together. And then like our little like cousins' kiddos, they stayed. So then like they had like a big boys sleepover where the boys got to hang out with like a fire outside and stuff, and they got to run around and be crazy all night long. So like it was really just like perfect for like the kiddos. Yeah. So very like low key. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. So it was a good Thanksgiving.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Good. Good. I'm glad. It was chill for us too.
Yeah.
I mean.
No, but that's nice though. I feel like with the short break, I feel like that's almost kind of what we need because we have a habit of doing things to ourselves that just make us, we like take on so much. So I feel like having a low key Thanksgiving is probably perfect for like mom life.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So speaking of like the holidays and everything going on, do you ever feel like, especially in this season, that your brain is on, like, is it, like, glitching? Are we getting overstimulated? Like, how are you feeling, like, just, like, in this season?
Like, yeah, I feel like this season I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
I feel like it fully hasn't set in yet, though. I feel like it's coming, though. You know what I mean? I'm already, like, the school sent that email out for, like, who's going to participate in the Christmas store? And I'm like, I did that. By the way, so our school does a Christmas store. And it's like a way that the kids can like shop for their parents or like their siblings without like anybody's help in the sense of or knowing what the gift is. Right. So you send like they make really like they get really cheap things, but they get like, you know, a necklace or plates or mittens or journals or whatever it is. And they stock up on all this stuff. And then the kids buy it, you know, like they have their little budget. And so you, as a parent, volunteer to help them budget. And it's like, I did it 2 years, I think. But last year I did it 2 days in a row and I was like, never again. Yep. It's literally like a bunch of kids.
I did it that 1 year.
budgeting,
yeah,
buying crap stuff,
yeah. And the kids are like, I have $20 and I want to buy all this stuff, and I'm like, okay, well, you can't afford that, so put that back, come back over to this section, and I'm like, this is stressful. Like,
no. Or they're like, I want to get this for my mom, and it's like, I love you, brother. And
yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. I'm like, your mom won't like that little Tetris keychain. She doesn't want that. Like, I don't know your mom, but I'm pretty sure she doesn't want that. Like,
and so you're like, where do you overstep? You know, yeah. It's like, do I say something or do I just let them get it? So anyways, I've got those emails. Then it's like, oh, they're Christmas parties. I'm starting to feel it a little bit.
Yeah.
Like in the sense of, Ryland's like, okay, we have to do a $20 gift and a $5 gift. Yeah. And then Jax is like, we are doing a white elephant for boys. And then Callie's like, well, we haven't picked ours yet, but we're going to pick ours. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. And then I'm like, Ryland, where's your list for the person you got? And he's like, I don't know, into the abyss. And I'm like,
oh. That's
so where
are
we getting him? He's like, I don't know. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what?
I think that it's nice because the teachers, it's nice that the teachers wait until like, after Thanksgiving. So that, cause they're going through the same thing as far as like party planning, and you know, they're the ones that are doing the secret Santa list for the kiddos and stuff, and the stores and the parties and the concerts. So it's nice that like, but it came full throttle for us. So as soon as like Monday hit, it was like inbox, you know, ba-bing, ba-bing, ba-bing. And it was just like all that. And I'm just like,
December calendar.
Yeah. Like, be sure to sign up for all these things, parents. And I'm just like, yeah.
And you're like, wait, what am I doing for Christmas?
Yeah. So it's,
and then you like leave soon.
Yeah, we leave in just a few weeks. So we're, it's nice because we're here for all like the Christmas programs, but we're missing, like the boys get to take a field trip to go, they're going to different facilities, like an assisted living, humane society, like each grade level goes to a different place, and they make big baskets with like goodies and all this kind of stuff.
That's
and then they do carols and like spend the day hanging out with the different groups of people, but they won't be here. So then I was like, dang, like we need to contribute. We need to do this. Like we need to make sure we have all the gifts for the teachers, the secret Santas, the party stuff, like so that I can just like throw that all at the teachers, but then like so that I'm not completely like, I feel guilty. I don't want to like completely bounce out and be like, you know, hey, like I'm counting December as like not a real month, so I'm like not going to participate. So I'm like, okay, we're going to at least like the monetary and physical things I'm going to participate in because that's all I can do. So I'm like,
I mean, this is
it's a little bit easier.
Row,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You've kept the tradition of leaving school.
Yeah. So it's nice in the sense that like I'm not going to have to physically go to the parties and bring, like, you know, I'm not going to be the person doing the pizzas and the chicken tenders. I'm the one that's like sending the like pre-purchased items to school early, like the chips and the Capri Suns. So I'm like, I kind of have it easier, like for sure.
No, but that's good.
Yeah.
That's good that you're contributing. Most are just like, bye.
Because I just,
but
I feel
bad. I get to see you in a few weeks.
Yeah, I know. You guys get to see us again together.
Woo, woo.
We get to be annoying again.
I mean, really, they're not going to see us together because we have so little time.
I know.
We can't even handle a month together in posting stuff, let alone
that's so
alone
true.
Like a day.
The fact
and a
that
half.
It'll be like, yeah, not even 48 hours. And it's like, don't count on getting anything from us, guys.
I just realized, though, you need to update me on your days because I need to order our pastries.
It'll be the 14th, 13th. That's for sure when we're going to be rolling in, like whatever, as soon as the kids get out
Friday?
Of school, we're getting in the car and going.
Okay, so the 14th morning or 15th morning should I do pastries?
Not 15th because we're getting on the cruise ship on the 14th.
Oh, that is the 15th. I'm so confused.
Don't listen to us, guys. We'll get the day sorted.
Also, last time I told her, I was like, no, I'm pretty sure you get on the ship this day. And she's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. It, like I said, I am one of those people that has to take everything like one step at a time. Like it's
she's
like
I'm still at school parties.
Yeah, like I'm still over here like coordinating with the teachers to see if I can get their seat work sent home early. So I'm just like, what can I do today? So yeah, we'll have lots of delicious snacks and foods and we'll coordinate those dates, but we'll be together and I'm so excited because we didn't really go very long this go around with like having seen each other in October to now see each other just before Christmas. So we're doing great.
We're doing great. And then we'll see each other for spring break.
Yes. So it's good. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling good, though.
Yeah.
I feel like, how are you feeling? Are you feeling overstimulated?
Not yet. My overstimulation.
Like, come packing.
Yeah, come packing. And, like, you know, when I'm, like, trying to get the, you know, Christmas gifts to the teachers, that's when I'll probably feel overstimulated. But I honestly feel more overstimulated by my own children on a regular day than I do, like, external stuff like that, I feel like. Like, yes, it adds on, of course, like, you know, when there's traffic, dentist appointments, you know, Christmas parties, like that just gets piled on top of it. But I'm like, Liam and Dylan rampaging through the house, screaming at each other, like, my head could explode. I could punch a kid in the face, like, when I'm like in the middle of cooking dinner or something. And I'm like, bro, like, that's when I'm like at my, like, am I overstimulated? Yeah.
Like, no, for sure. It's the, for me, and you know this about my children, for me, it's the, like, constant hugging is like, I know it sounds so bad, guys, I promise I love my kids, but like my one son, all my kids are very loving.
Yes.
Like in the sense they want affection because like we're very affectionate. Yeah. So like they take after it. But my one son is like to the max and he just all day hugs all day. Like, I love you on top of me. And like when it's the afternoon and I'm just like, I'm always just like, just give me a second.
Yeah. Like when you finally had that chance to just like sit on the couch and just have a breather, like, and then, yeah, I get that.
Or he hugs me and I'm always like behind it, like, yes.
Yes, I love you so too. Much.
And in my head, I'm like, oh, I gotta get off of me.
Yeah, I think that's a real thing, though, because I feel like, especially in like the toddler baby age, like we get touched out, I think. Like when you, especially if you're nursing and then you have a toddler who's climbing on you at the same time that you're nursing. And then the husband comes in for like the back hug. And then it's just like, can everyone just get off of me for like, I just like 1 minute, like let me put the boob back in the bra. And let me get like the, like, let me just wipe the sweat off. Like, you know, I've got toddler, you know, sticky fingers on my face, like just everybody back off. And I'm like, that for sure, I think is like the core of overstimulated for like a mom too. Like,
yes,
for being like overtouched.
Yes. Do you find that, because I've heard you mention it before, how you're like, Tony's like, I just want to be affectionate. Yeah. And you're just like, I just have too many, like, I just want to be left alone for a second.
Yeah.
I love you, but I just want to be left alone. Like, do you feel like that happens often? Because it's like the chaos of life and kids, the overstimulation, like sometimes carries over to the husband, but it's not the husband. It's just like, I need a moment.
Yeah, that was one thing that I had seen was like, is it overstimulation from the partner or is it overstimulation from the kids? Mine is 100% overstimulation from the kids, and then I lash out at my partner. So I'm just like, okay, like my bad. Like, it's not you.
Yeah.
Like, you're not giving me the ick and overstimulating me.
It's not
me.
You, it's
like,
me.
I give me a hug in 1 minute. Like, I just got done getting homework done. I'm getting dinner on the table. Like, they are like over here screaming and fighting, and like Bailey wants to be fed and let outside to go pee again. And I'm just like, I just need a minute. And I'm like, it's not you. I promise. It's them. It's the kids that are doing this to me. So I'm just like, it's for sure something that I have to like, it doesn't happen often. It's not like this is like a problem, but I definitely like recognize it in myself where I'm just like, dang, like this is my fault that I'm like triggered in this moment of like, for me, it's the 3 to 7 p.m. Like,
yeah.
That's when the most things are happening. Like,
I don't think I get overstimulated in the sense of like, even if I'm overstimulated by the kids, I'm okay if Avra wants to give me a hug or a kiss, or like that doesn't overstimulate me. You know what will put me over the edge? And you know this. So for those of you that don't know, now you're going to know, and I'm not going to ever say it again of what the definition is. But we call scrunches, like Spanish people call them like cosquitas, or like, not scratches. What,
but like
ticklies?
A cuddle? Like a,
no, like ticklies. Like,
the
I
back.
Call them scrunches. Yeah. What do you call? I don't know what.
I don't know. I just
them,
rub
my
back.
Family.
Just like scratching somebody's back, rubbing somebody's back. Like when the boys lay down on my lap and I'm just like, they're after they've had a shower and they're in like fresh PJs and then we're just like massaging their back. So I'm just like, I don't know, like rubbing your back. Like massage.
Yeah. It's not rubbing though. It's like a finesse.
Yeah.
It's like the, like, it's like the gentle.
Yeah, like
touching.
Just the fingertips. Anyways. With like the fingernails. Yeah.
Why my family calls them scrunches, I don't know, but they always have, so that's how I call them.
Yeah.
But Alvaro and my children, all of them want scrunches 24/7.
And I've witnessed this. Like, I'll be sitting on the couch and they'll just flop over me to get to you.
And lift their
shirt up. Lift their shirt up and be like, scratch my back. And it's like, bro, we're eating donuts right now. Get off.
Yes. And so what will put me over, he can give me a hug, a kiss, whatever, but will put me over the edge is he's like, can you scrunch me? And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I just want to respond like, no, I can't scrunch
I want to be selfish for 1 minute.
Because it's like, also I told him, because he wants to be scrunched so often, yeah. it's like become a job.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Where it doesn't so organically, it like where it's just you guys like, having a romantic moment together and like cuddling.
Yeah, like it used to be my sweet thing. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I love you. And now he asks for it so often. I'm just like,
I get that. I think a lot of people can relate to that. Like, right? Because like once you settle down at night, like I'm just thinking of like in, like a stereotypical moment of like, you know, hey, everyone's done with all their things for the day. We've had dinner. We're settling down maybe to watch a TV show together or like play a game together, have a glass of wine, whatever it is. And then like that just feels very natural to be like, okay, now we can cuddle. Like we're all done. Like no one's bothering us. Like scrunches, cuddles, sitting together, hugs, all that kind of stuff. So I'm just like, I think that's like normal. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's very, a lot of people could probably relate to that, where it's just kind of like
don't put me to work.
I just need a second. I love you so much, and I will do that with you in, like, 20 minutes.
So that is my, like, tipping point. If I'm overstimulated and you're like, can you scrunch me? And I'm like, no, I cannot.
Like, I get that.
Leave me alone. You can give me a kiss. We can cuddle where I don't have to do anything. Yeah. But, like, don't ask me to scrunch you.
Yeah. And I will say too, it's kind of interesting to think of like the overstimulation too, because a lot of people, when you like hear about it nowadays, it's so commonly discussed, and like people are kind of like, oh, is this kind of like a millennial problem? And it's not to say that our moms didn't have overstimulation, but I think we have a new element added to the overstimulation of like having technology and gadgets and gizmos. Oh, yeah. And there's always something going on. So I think that maybe is why we're talking about it more than maybe like our moms did. Like, I don't think our moms were meeting up for coffee and being like, we're overstimulated. Like, I think they just like, we're like in the stress of like doing laundry and dishes just like we are. And then we're like, it's like compounded. Like, there's stuff on top of it. And then also we're like getting to talk about it more with social media. Whereas like our moms weren't like posting on Facebook that they're stressed out moms. Like, we're like constantly sharing our like, oh gosh, what a rough day. Like, you know, the kids got the stomach flu and they're vomiting all over the house. Like, we can share that like instantly. Yeah. So I feel like we're all getting to kind of like, wow, we're all in the trenches like really fast. Like, it's all just like coming at us. And I'm just like, dang, like this is a whole new thing. And it makes me want to like, I recognize it in myself as well, where it's like the TV, like we have TVs in every room of the house. And I'm like, dang, bro. Like,
what's there's always noise.
Yeah. Like, and then we have our phones, and I try not to, and I know you as well. Like, we're not walking around the house with our phones. Like, that, obviously we're not doing that, but there's still like, you know, like that bing, you know, teacher sending in a message for the class party, you know, and then you got emails coming over here, Ring notifications going on over here, 'cause Amazon's rolling up in the driveway.
Your kids are watching a movie.
Yeah. So I just feel like even if we try to like put those stimulants to the side, I'm like, there's stuff going on regardless of how much we try to like, you know, detach and have that moment to ourselves. So I'm just like, dang, we have a lot of factors that add to it.
No, for sure. I try my best. I'm one of those people. So like, you know, though, I know you're not like a silence girl, but like for me, like there'll be times I just like get in my car and don't put anything on, 'cause I'm like, I want to hear the bump in the road. I want to hear the AC. Yeah. I want to hear my car rev. I just want the like silence.
So do you feel like silence could be like a self-care for you for those moments of overstimulation?
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah. Like there's so many. I love music. Don't get me wrong. Because Alvaro's a type that he like always has music on. Like if he's working out, he has music. If he has this, he has music. And don't get me wrong, I love music. Mm-hmm. I love incorporating it. Most of the time when I drive, I have it on. Yeah. But like, I will just get ready in silence. I will just sit in silence. I will like, I just will do it. Like I have no problem just being like.
And it feels good. Would you say you come out of that feeling? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. You have to think like that's already reducing stimuli that's coming in. So, of course, it's going to make us feel regulated. Like,
But it's another part of my like being an introvert, you know?
I could see that. Yeah. And probably people
like,
could
where I'm just like, get away from me.
When, no like, noise. You have to think of like when people like go to like take a bath or they have like spa time, like a lot of that's usually very calm and quiet. So, like, I could see that being very like normal for a lot of people.
Yeah. Like, if I took a bath, I would not put music on.
Yeah.
I would just be like,
yeah, just very like still and
or
quiet.
Read a book or something.
Yeah, for sure. I get that. Yeah.
Do you read with like instrumental music?
No.
Or you read in silence?
Read in silence. I also like to, it helps me concentrate then too, because I feel like if the music's going, then like, I don't know if I just read what the characters are doing. Like, then I feel like, could I multitask on both? Yeah. Like,
Do you get, do you do that where you like read and then you just read like a whole page and you're like, I don't know what it said.
Yeah. And then I have to go back and reread. Yeah. And I think that's because we're overstimulating. Like,
we're thinking of a million things. Mm-hmm. So I actually saw something like a while back that says parents think of 35,000 things a day, like thoughts. And I'm like, oh my God.
I mean, that number is so crazy. That sounds astronomical. Yeah, it does sound astronomical, but like it thinking back, it makes sense. Like we are constantly making decisions all day long. And it's not just for us, it's like for our whole family. So it's like we do have tabs open in our brain constantly. I know I do.
Yeah.
Like
no, and I think like, okay, say we're making dinner, right? Like, or say just the dinner topic. I'm thinking like that could be accurate because like how many times do you think of dinner that day in some sort of way? Like, do I have the ingredients? Mm-hmm. Did I take out the meat? Mm-hmm. When am I going to start dinner? Like that's just one little topic probably has like a million thoughts.
Yeah. Like what, what's happening that time of day? Like, is this dish going to take too long if we have to run out for football practice? Like all of it. Like there's just so many things that like, it's so funny because I'll ask Tony like pretty early in the day. I'll be like, what do you want to do for dinner today? And he's just like, how can you be thinking about dinner when it's like we haven't even hit line? And I'm like, bro, because of that, like I have to know if we're pulling meat out. I have to know if I have to swing by the store. Like, will we be home for dinner today? Like, do I want to do a quick dinner or do we have time for like the full, like, you know, 40 minutes of prep work or whatever? So I'm just like, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on in here. I think, but men don't think that way.
No,
like, they just are like, gotta go to work and be there on time. Yeah.
I'm like, can and I trade
Alvin
you?
Thinks a lot at work, but like it's work related. Yes. It's not like home related. Like I think he thinks about us.
Of course.
But I don't think he thinks about home.
No.
When he's at work. So I'm like, sometimes I'm like, can I be the breadwinner?
I know. Can I go to work?
I want to go.
Can I go to work?
I want to go. He'll be like, I don't want to go to work today. I was like, I'll go.
Yeah, I'll
go
trade for you. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Gladly leave this house. And he's like, no. Yeah. I'd rather go to work than
because they
like,
know
do the and I'm like I know you would.
Yeah, they know how many tabs we have open and they know like the amount of work involved that goes in. Like, it's not the scene work; it's all the invisible work that like we do, where it's like constantly.
And they
thinking
don't
about stuff.
Because they don't do it every day. They don't have it
exactly. Like the it's we've talked about their... this before, where it's like we know when our kids have PE, when they have to dress up a certain way for like a performance, whereas like that's not naturally just like
all
in there.
At 6:30 in the morning.
Yes. Yeah. Or like, I already pulled out the correct shoes for today, but they don't have that just like locked in. Like they'd have to go refer to an email. So I'm just like,
no, they wouldn't even know. They would just send them to school
and get a phone. And then
like, I know what day they have hot lunch, what days they don't have hot lunch, you know, all the things. And he always has to ask me like, if he watches them or, you know, whatever, like I'm not here.
Yeah.
He'll be like, do I have to send lunch? Do I have to make, what am I making? Like all these things. And I'm like, figure it out.
Yeah. So it is funny because we do have all that just saved in our brain for free. Like, So
I did ask people. So before I tell you some of the ones I asked or got in response, what would you say is your number one thing that will just like immediately overstimulate you?
It's the boys like fighting at like 7:45 p.m. or something. I don't know. It's like them just like tornadoing upstairs while we're supposed to be getting ready for bed. Like that could, especially if I'm like finishing dishes or chores, like I'm doing something and I'm not even trying to be lazy yet. Like I'm just trying to like get stuff done so I can settle down. That's like a huge trigger for me. If it's like, just brush your freaking teeth and stop like, you know, slamming the door on your brother. Like I could just like,
mine I think is like when all three of my children talk at the same time and I'm like, and one of them's usually hanging on me.
Or
You know, like and
mommy.
It's just like, it's the same feeling you have. You just want to go like.
Yeah, like, let me have to like shrivel out of this body.
Get away.
Real quick.
Yeah. Like, why are you all talking? Do you not? Or when you're talking to somebody and they just come up and start talking to you. That immediately, it depends who I'm in front of. I'm like, can you stop?
Yeah.
Like, do you not see me talking to this person?
Yeah, I do sometimes. I try to catch myself because I can be mean about it. I think that's like one of my biggest things. I don't want it. I try not to do it to other adults, right? Like, I'm trying to like, I don't want to interrupt. I wouldn't just walk up to you when you're talking to Alvaro and be like, blah. Like, so I'm just like, I want the same for myself. And I want to teach that to my kids. So like when they do it, I'm like savage. I'm like,
no, it makes me excuse
you. Like I am talking. Like I'm not even like going to do the whole gentle parenting where it's like, oh my gosh, sweetheart, I know you have important things to say, but this is, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, wait your turn. And I'm like, it also is like when other people's kids do it too. And I'm like, no, we need to like instill this in them that this is like, adults are talking, bro.
Like, or and even if they did it to nicely, like, excuse me, no, they said they're like, mommy,
yeah,
mommy,
and then they just get louder,
mommy, and you're like, shut
up. Yeah, I heard you,
like
I'm ignoring you.
Like, wow, it's like while we're talking, like literally, and you're like, oh my god. So I think those two things just like pushed me over the edge.
Yeah,
I mean, just right over the edge.
Very relatable. Yes.
But I did ask on Instagram. I need to pull up fresh like responses. Okay. So, okay. One person says my children, ... kidding, loud screams. Another person said driving in an area I'm not used to.
Oh, like, okay. Yeah. I could see that.
That's like an off topic kid, like
a that real is a one overstimulation, that, like
yeah.
A real life one.
Multiple people asking me things at one time.
Definitely the kids.
Bro, that's my brother's response right there. He didn't respond that, but he's like, cannot stand that.
Yeah.
Like,
I could see that one.
He's always like, just one person at a time.
Yeah. Give me a second.
But that's very much my mom. He gets that from my mom. He gets overstimulated when there's a lot of people talking. Like, he just like, stop. Like
I could see that because you're trying to take it in. It's like a normal human instinct to try to take it in. And if everyone's coming full throttle at you, it's the same as us. Yeah. What we talked about with the kids. Like it's that it applies for adults
a little bit better than kids. Yeah. But yeah, kids screaming or high pitched noises.
Yes.
Like when there's like that one toddler that's like.
Yeah. That's yeah. When you're like at a store or like on an airplane, like.
And it's always the parents that don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I know. And it's so I hope that people, when they're listening to this, they recognize that it's like we're not coming from a savage place. Like we are parents. And I get that kids can be like, there's moments,
kids
right?
Do that. Yeah.
Kids it's do just, that. It's just like there's also, like
take them out or I don't know. Like do sometimes you just see them like going.
Yeah. And I'm like, just like, no, like because I feel like I instantly whenever there was any sort of like screaming or any sort of behavior that I was just like, this is not OK on an airplane right now. Like we're going to shut this down. Like but then there's other scenarios where I'm just like, what parenting approach is this? Like what tactic are we taking over here? Like that doesn't
and
sound
you try
nice.
To and you try to do the like for a little bit you like don't look.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course.
Like
that's
that happens to me at church.
Yeah.
I will not look, right? But when now it's been 30 minutes and your kid continues, I'm always like
yeah. Where it's like, okay, like we're gonna
I want them
step
to
out.
Feel I want them to feel like maybe I should step up because clearly it's not like
what you're doing is not helping. Yeah. Like so it's coming from a space of we're also moms and we know. So
like yes. And I know kids literally you can't control them, but like control what you can.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Loud music and crowds, immediate overstimulation.
I know there are people that are like that where it's like
feel like that.
I don't know if I've hit that point. I know that there are people that are like that because I've been around people where they're like, oh, like, hold on a second. Like, this music's so loud. Like, give me a minute. Like, and it's, I feel like that also comes with age because my mom has told me that too, where she's just like, oh, the music's so loud in here. Like, hold on a second. Like, and I'm just like, oh, like your brain, like you need it. You're buffering right now. Like, it's too much coming in. Like,
it is. It's like, when you go to like a bar, restaurant or something and it's just like blaring music and then you just hear like everyone screaming at each other or like you walk into a party and the music's loud and you just hear like around immediately I'm like I should go home. This is
I love that.
Like I just think it's like or you're somewhere that like I understand a bar is like loud music, right? But like you're somewhere like a restaurant or you're somewhere like a party and they just have it like no one's dancing, it's just like background music and they have it so loud people are like screaming at each other. I can't stand that. Like I'm like, what are we doing here?
I think that's a really valid one. Yeah, that's a really good one. I could see that.
What else? When everyone talks to me at the same time, so people have the same like, you know,
yeah,
the same like overstimulation.
Okay.
Those are good ones.
Yeah, those are.
And I just posted that not too long ago, so
no, that's good.
I feel like those that responded pretty quickly.
Yeah. I feel like those are all like relatable. Or like the one that I'm sure you've seen, it's like a meme where it talks about like when someone like almost gets in a car accident where they like have to slam on their brakes really quick or they miss a turn and all of a sudden they have to like turn down the music to like think like, oh no, like where am I? I'm lost downtown on a bunch of one-way streets. Turn the music down. No one talk. Like, I'm like, that like leads into that. Like that's 100% yeah, coming from like our brains are like, hold on, only one thing at a time. Like,
yeah, it's like our brain can't compute, you know? Yeah. It's funny when like how that happens, how like you almost get an accident yeah. or something and you literally are like,
yeah, like everything has to stop.
like 10 minutes yeah. and realistically like nothing has to stop because like nothing happened, yes. whatever. But our brain's always like, our yeah. heart's still pumping. Yeah. We're like, okay, calm down. Yeah. Nothing happened. Yeah. It's fine.
But it almost makes it better that you've turned down the music. You tell the children to be quiet for a second. You focus and you really just like hone back in on whatever you were doing. And it almost is like, oh, okay. Like it's okay now. Like you need the time.
Yeah.
Like,
the debrief.
Yeah. It's like, what
the? We almost died, people. Yeah.
And no one knows. Like, except for our brains.
And then it's always the kid making like a smart aleck yeah. comment in the back or something. Yeah. Like, were you not looking?
Yeah. I don't know. The light was red, Mom. Yes, thank you.
Listen, with all that said, like, kids are the best thing. You know, like,
yeah.
even though they overstimulate us, like.
It's because we care.
Yes, but it's like what I. Like, for people that don't have kids, right, they would be like, oh, my God, that's why I don't have kids. But, like, you have overstimulation just in a different form.
Of course,
right? Yeah. Like my brother doesn't have kids, and he'll tell you, like, when things happen in the house mm-hmm. and things break and things at work and our dogs or this or mm-hmm. that, like, he has his overstimulation, too. Yeah. Like that. So we all have it. It's just in, like, what form is at the moment.
Yeah.
But kids are great.
Yeah.
And worth every little overstimulation yeah. and annoyance that. But they're so good that I think this is going to kind of spiral into a different topic. But, like, do you feel like we feel comfortable as parents talking about, like, maybe the difficulty of parenting? Because, like, majority of people, right, become parents. Mm-hmm. And they also know that, like, we – no parenting, like being a parent is so amazing that like we don't think that saying a negative thing or something that's hard about it like takes away from it because it's oh, yeah. that great. Yep. Does that make
yeah,
sense?
No, that does make sense.
And like most other people know that.
Yes.
I don't know yeah. if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like I can tell you like, oh my God, I just want to throw my kids outside yeah, today. Yeah. Like done with them. You would, you know, there's nothing like, you know how I feel about
yes,
my kids
that
because
it's coming
you know
from
how you
love.
Feel about your kids.
Yes. Yeah.
That like, I think, do you feel like that's why parents feel so freely to talk? Because yeah. like we all know that it's the best thing.
Yes, absolutely. Like we all are going through that. Like there's all like a yeah. sense of like this kind of like the example of the overstimulation or like when you're in a season with your kids, when you know where they're like the screaming toddler or the, you know, the angsty preteen, like all yeah. of that has its stuff and its moments that are going to cause us to have a little bit of like maybe anxiety or stress because we love our kids. And I feel like we do feel that comfortability with our peers because we know that everyone's kind of going through it like to a certain yeah. degree. So we feel that comfortability. It feels safe because we know, like the example that you just gave, I know you love your kids. Like, I know that they're safe, they're loved, they feel loved, and that yeah. everything is okay in the end. And then it's just like, we all have those moments. I bet our kids even feel the same way, where they're like, bro, like, you're constantly asking me to, like, do things, do my homework, do my
they
chores.
They definitely feel that
yeah,
way.
So then, like, they probably feel, like, overstimulation in that sense, where they're just like, gosh, like, you know, like, the house is crazy. Like, you're screaming at me because you're cooking dinner, and, like, you want me to go, like, set the table. Like, I just want to go play soccer in the backyard. And I'm like, bro. Like, yeah. so it's all just, like, we're all kind of going with, like, the ebb
That's
and flow
of everyone's-
it. Like,
everyone's overstimulated. It's just like what your overstimulation yeah, is, you yeah. know, in a sense. Like if you don't have kids, it's going to be something else.
Yeah.
If you're a kid, it's like homework and your mom nagging at you yeah. and like maybe your friends or whatever. Yeah. And then for us, it's like, it's our children.
Yeah, because that is our job, right? So like we can yeah. compare to our husbands, right? So they may not say like, oh, I'm overstimulated, but maybe at work they have moments of overstimulation.
Oh, Alvaro,
when there's chaos going on, like, and they're just yeah. like, dang, like today was a hectic day and I felt a little mm-hmm. out of control, you know, but that's, you know, it's yeah. XYZ. And those are similar to us because ours are the like coming home, getting homework done before we have to head out to sports practice. Like, so it's like they're equally overstimulating, but just different things. Just like people who don't have kids, they've got traffic, they've got deadlines to meet at work. Like, there's all sorts of stuff that I think, like, we can apply it to almost every aspect of life. So it's just, you gotta be like taking care of yourselves and really focusing on that
quiet drive time. And silence. Yeah.
Like, find that thing that you can kind of like mentally like step out of, like, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, like me, I'm a silence girly. Like, and Jackie's more of a like do something she likes or like, you know, whatever it is. Yeah. Like, whatever
go for
it is,
a walk, like
silence your brain.
Yeah, leave your house. Like, if your kids are screaming, leave your house.
Like, yeah. Tomorrow, how we're going to get away from our overstimulation is we're going to try to get Hillary Duff tickets.
Again. Be overstimulated by a queue of 20,000 people and an unknown ticket price for an event that we don't even know if we can go to for 1,000 seats. It's fine.
Guys, Hillary Duff is back. She's got 3 dates in Vegas. And we're over here trying to strategize, like,
I don't know if there's a strategy, though.
I know, because this is where we're torn of this, because it's like, okay, so there's 3 days and we don't know, like, I'm assuming we have to pick a day and search for tickets.
Yes, yeah.
So it's like, well, oh my gosh, what day do you pick? So we're thinking like Sunday, right, is the least popular day.
Yeah.
But then we're like, people think that's the least popular day. So
is everyone going to do the same thing as us? Yeah.
I don't know. So it's just a little like, we don't know what to do. So tomorrow, hopefully we get tickets and we can be non-stimulated on our trip over there.
Hillary, like, come listen to our podcast. Obviously, she probably isn't. But, like, give us more. I don't know if I really like this, that she did, like, the mini thing that she did where she dropped that a couple weeks ago and then doing this 3-day.
So I think she felt pressured to add more dates.
Yeah.
And let's be realistic. In 2 or 3 months, all venues are booked out already for shows. Yep. And I think she's stuck to this venue.
That's
and
a good
she
point.
Was like, she felt pressure to do more, give people more, which I get it.
Yeah.
And now we feel the pressure.
Yeah. Now I'm like, this is a smaller venue than the four
spots.
It's 1,000
people.
Yeah.
So but I kind of, if we got tickets, this would kind of be incredible.
It would be incredible. I'm like, man, it's hard to be like super optimistic.
Because like we're going to be sitting at a table looking at
it. I know.
Her.
Like, it's a really cute venue. So it's at the Venetian. It's a really like just a really cute spot. It's on the Strip. So I feel like that makes it really fun too, to make it like a girls' weekend. I'm like, as soon as we saw the capacity on this venue, I was like, oof.
No,
we
didn't even know. We were like, what's the capacity? Yeah. We're like, a couple thousand. And then she's like, 1,000. I'm like, what?
Yeah. I was just thinking Vegas, because I'm like, a lot of the convention centers and the, you know, obviously it wasn't the Sphere. We knew that. Because we didn't see that, so like
Backstreet Boys is there that weekend.
So we know that that's not going to be an option, but we didn't really think, like, I mean, I wasn't thinking that at all.
I wasn't thinking 1,000
people.
I'm
like, Las Vegas, this is gonna be big. This is gonna be thousands of people.
And we're like, wait, there's 3,000 tickets for the whole weekend.
Yeah. I'm just like, ugh. Like, that queue was already like, I think I saw just on social media when people were sharing their queue spots, I saw upwards of 30,000 people in some people's queues. So
girl,
I'm like,
I was like at 55,000.
That's right. Okay. Cause I was trying to remember what we had seen. And I'm just like, okay, so if we're like talking like 30, 50,000 people for those 4 dates, and that was public opening and pre-sale, like, I'm like, ugh, I'm nervous.
Yay. It's fine. We're gonna see her at some point.
Yeah. She'll eventually, she's
gonna
book out.
We're gonna go to battle at one of these and win.
Yeah.
It might not be this one, but we're gonna win a battle.
I think she'll now, because that's before she even
she's gonna do
drops
a proper
the album.
Tour.
Yeah,
she's
so I think she, once the album comes out towards the end of February, people will have a chance to listen to it, just like all the other artists, right? Then she'll be able to book in advance the proper venues, and we'll have a normal tour. So it's just not gonna be early 2026.
The thing is like, the reason why Jackie and I really want tickets sooner is because, like, I mean, listen, her new album might be great.
Yeah, but we don't know.
But
we have
listen,
no idea.
We want to go and her to play all her old stuff, okay? I don't want a new album tour. I want all your old stuff.
Yes.
So that's why we kind of really want to get in before is because we know she's going to have a tour. But, like, we want to go to, like, all her old school stuff, you know?
And just that'd be amazing. Bop. Yes, because that's the songs we grew up with. So if you were... If you're not Hillary Duff from 2000 teens, I don't want to see you in that queue tomorrow.
You're not going to know.
You're not invited. Like, you don't even know these songs. Like, your mom was singing these songs. So don't come in there.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And if you already have a ticket, you should not be in there.
No, leave some for us.
So, guys, we'll report back.
It'll just either be sad faces or happy faces.
We're like, we're going to Vegas. Yeah. Or we're like, nope.
I guess we'll see her in 2027 or late 2026 if she does a real tour.
Yeah. Well, this is fun. I loved the chat of overstimulation as we're overstimulated to get tickets.
Right?
That's the new norm. Like, all the things. Yeah. That's the new norm, guys.
Yeah. If you're not just like every moment is just like a spike of cortisol, then are you even living? Like,
I think that's how we live now, though. Like, because as much as it overstimulates us, it's like a burst of dopamine.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a little happiness in each of those. Like,
yeah. And then we like crave it when it's like too boring. Yeah. It's like the people that like when their life's too settled, they're like, I want some spice. Like, where's the drama?
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh,
when they're like, I should just like move to New York. Yeah. I'm moving to New York tomorrow. I'm like, what?
Like, I kind of like the boringness, but that's just me. But it was good.
Yeah.
It was a good chat.
Super fun to chat with you all. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Be sure to check us out on all the socials. Like, comment, subscribe. And as always, thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.